Daf Yud Dalet Amid Aleph. Lo Metamo Esa Truma. The Truma does not become Tamei Liel Shniyat, become a Sheni Letumo. V'hi Tachsa V'Tipsal Acherim. Therefore, will have the ability to go and invalidate to make a Shlishi Letumo. Ha'Oichel Oichel Rishon. Nasa Gufo Rishon. His body becomes a Rishon. Metamo Esa Truma Liel Shniyat, and he makes a Truma Tamei to be a shniya l'tumo, v'hi tachzor tifsel shlishi, and that shum will now be able to make something into a shlishi, which has the status of psul, which means it can't transfer tumo. Sheni paisel ve'enu metame, it only invalidates and doesn't make tumi. Shlishi enu paisel truma bebagel, it does not even invalidate truma, does not make any tumo whatsoever by truma if it's a shlishi by touching it. Aval b'kachim paisel, but it will make kachim karbanos puzzle invalid. With Perek Beis, the Shkita Schulin, Mefarish Taima de Tervayu, and in the second Perek of Mesech Schulin, both of these are explained. Rabbi Yeshua, Omer Ha'oichel Oichel Rishon, Have Sheni, a person who eats a Rishon Latuma becomes a Sheni, V'chein Ha'oichel Oichel Sheni, Have Sheni, so to one who eats a Sheni Latuma becomes a Sheni. But Hossam, Mefarish Taima, there is the reasons explained, Metzilash Ha'Sheni Oys Ha'Sheni, Alayde Mashkin, we find that a Sheni makes somebody a Sheni through liquid, the mashkin afilo hein shniim, because liquid, even if they are only a sheni, nasan tchila become a rishon. The oisin magan sheni, and they make their ones who touch them into a sheni. The afkan, so over here, chmir b'sheni, they were machmir, they were stringent by a sheni, lasos a oichel kayotzibul, to make one who eats it like that which he ate. Shlishi sheni l'koidish, a oichel oichel shlishi, one who eats shlishi l'tomo food, oisa gufo sheni l'koidish, makes his body into a sheni with regard to hektish. Well, some mafarish time over there is explained. The high oichel shlishi is that which we're talking about eating shlishi is chulin shenasa al taras truma. It's really chulin which was made in the tahara of truma. Because people who were eating truma and kachim would used to even eat their chulin with that type of kedush tahara. If they wanted to, they would make themselves all their chulin tahar and keep it with the same halachas of truma, or they make all of their chulin with the same halachas as kachim. So here we're talking about somebody who made his food, his chulin food, with the tahara of truma. Ataras truma hu. V'taharasan tuma hi etzel hektish. So therefore, since a truma only goes up to a shlishi, and the hektish goes up to a revi, the tahara of this food is considered tummy with regard to hektish. Hilkach shmir di dot lav shmir hi le'ing in kodesh. Watching it is not considered watching it with regard to karbanos. V'chashina bo'echol shlishi li'day. And we suspect that person who ate such a shlishi, d'mur rishon hu, that perhaps really it was a rishon, bo'echol sheni, therefore the one who ate it, it has the status of a sheni. V'chulun shenas al taris chumo kolaymer, this means to say, be'ezu chulun atam moitze oichol shlishi. What are we talking about? What type of chulin do you have? Shlishi, because chulin normally doesn't have shlishi; only goes up to sheni. That is bechulin shenasal taras truma. That's chulin which was being kept with the same tara as truma. The ilu chulin grenza, because by regular truma lo mashkachas lo shlishi. By regular chulin there is no shlishi. My time a gozer ba adam oichel shehi tami. Why did they make a person who eats it become tami? Upasilahu ba hatara his here ala truma. The Torah gives us an obligation to watch the truma that it should say tahar. V'chsib es mishmeres truma si. Watch my truma. L'fikach gozru. Therefore, they made a gezera, a decree. The be'oichel oichlin tamei, the person who ate tamei food shelo yehi rogel eitzel truma, he shouldn't come to be close to the truma. Hashchichis she'adam shesa im achilos, so that person will drink after he has already put food in his mouth. V'halo shchichis she'hei oichel im shtiyos, so that once he's drank something and it's in his mouth, he'll stick in food as well. That's not common. Hachi garsina, hayutoyvlin b'mei maris truchin luchunasin. Sheyesh bo memsa, that had 40 some, made the shamam of rainwater. Sheheim ksherim lekol tami, that's kosher as a mikvah for all people who are tami chutz mizov, levado, except for a zov, the tzibet, it's written by him, mayim chayim, that he needs a spring. Vahayunoysin aleim, al gufa mayim shuavim, lahaber sirchon hamikvah. Afterwards, they would basically take a primitive shower of pouring regular gathered water in a vessel over themselves to get rid of the smell of the mikvah. His chilu atoyvlim, but also as a shuvim keva. They went, the people, since they were so commonly doing this, they made that it was part of the tefila process. Lafikach gozer al shuvim tumo. Therefore, they made a gezera on the mayim shuvim, the drawn water that it was tamei letamei adam acher tefilas, to make a person who, after he went to the mikvah, if he put this water on him, that he would become tamei again. Aval eim etamashum oichel lo mashke, it doesn't make any food or drink tamei, unless they were to be touch a dead sheretz. Lo elo demikvah levad demitaren, ela elo ve'elo mitaren. What was their problem? They would think not that you didn't only need to go to the mikvah, but rather you needed to go to the mikvah and pour this water on top of yourself. Tok shahur velo hakobah constance. Everyone was doing this. Lo elo yoinin, they didn't know shalahamar hazuamo fayashuvim button. Ela tiren. They didn't know that the water from the cups, the big jugs, was coming just to take off the smell. Rather, they thought it was part of the tire process. My nafka lamino. Kevin shakul and toivlin tkila mikvah. Since everyone was first going to a mikvah, my echpat le rabbanon, im also a toivlin keva acher tefila. Why did the rabbanon care if the people going to the mikvah would establish some other process after the mikvah? And at the end of the day, they went to the mikvah already. So who cares? Ela elo to matarim. Mechashin, they were worried. Dilma osi l'tule teres mikvah. They were worried that perhaps they would stop going to the mikvah, but toivlin l'shuvim. They would just go to the mikvah and mayim shuvim. But Torah omer, Torah says, ach mayim l'bor, mokom. Mikvah mayim, you need a mikvah, and the mayim shubim does not work. My time, halav la'acher tefila having. What's the problem? It was not after the tefila. Ilav the gazer af ala tohar. Even if they did not make gazer, even the one person who was tohar lo kaim gazer haba acher tefila. Then they wouldn't, if the other gazer that they made of the water which came on the person after they went to the mikvah wouldn't work. The army, because people would say, Maish nahai mahai, what's the difference between the two cases? Ludeip seida, achbarim mitsuyin etzel oichlin. You always have mice around food. Well, I've seen this as a sefer, and after they're done eating the food, they'll go and chew on the sefer. The sefer Torah, avol b'chulin, but by chulin, lohutzachulin, so they didn't have to make such a gazer. Why double av halki without this? Nami lohoyin leisin chol etzel kodesh. They wouldn't put non-Kodesh food next to the Sefer Torah. It was only by the Truma, which was Kodesh also. They said we could put it next to the Truma. Askani was saying, and let him of Sarah, they touch your flesh, but mokum tenaifis in dirty places, v'genai l'truma bekach, and it's genai for Truma, v'nimas l'oichlin, and it becomes disgusting, the people eating it, v'shinogeh ba b'yadayim esovas, when you people touch it with their dirty hands. Rabbi Sayin and Mepharshim, chashin and shemen nogu, Yada b'tumah, we're worried that maybe your hands touched tumah b'nit when you became tummy v'kashali. And that's difficult to me. Rashi says, "Mk nechash shem enaga ba'avat tumah." If you're not being careful with your hands and you're touching things to tumah, maybe you touched an avat tumah even. V'nimser rishon, and you're a rishon, v'yitmenu, and you really will make the food and the chum you touch tummy. But oy, ma'ishna yadayim luchadayu. Why do you have to just wash only your hands? Whole guf l'nixer livsel chumah. Your whole body should become something which makes the chumah possible. Shem enaga yada b'tumah. Maybe your hands touched tummy. V'nit makol guf and his whole body became tummy. And furthermore, a third question Rashi says that washing your hands shouldn't work if maybe you became tummy by touching something tummy. You would have to go to the mikvah. Sefer Torah, Orem, Elo, Al Yadei, Matpachas, you have to touch it with some sort of handkerchief. As we know, people will use their talis to pick up the Sefer Torah if it's the cloth is hanging down. Elei Maha, the Stam Yadayim Gazerish, just Stam Yadayim, you have to wash your hands, was the first Gazerah. Hasul Amali, Hach. Why do you need the second other gzera? I mean, nafka bechal stam yadayim. It's no different than your stam yadayim. It was included in the gzera already. Elohol gazu bereshit. The stam yadayim lo gazu l'tilas and maga l'truma. That stam yadayim would not make a gzera. It was not the gzera that you have to wash in order to touch truma. Daf yudalid amid beis. Ubo hashemesh v'tiher. Makami hachi lo. But before the sunset, or seis ha'koychabim, really, you're not tahar. Ukminin la'ikov v'truma nit. Yavamis v'perka oral, and in Maseches Yavamis we say that this pasuk is talking to somebody who went to the mikvah for truma by feeling the gear, even touching it. Ashkechan kral, also we find a pasuk there called kliyah sher yasim alocha behem b'mayim behind the gear, he now is touching it. Ubeinon harav shemesh, and you need it. It has to become seisa koychim first. Alma psil b'negia. You see, they can invalidate with negia. The ilo psil, if it's not going to invalidate it, l'may karalei v'tiher. Why does he have to say afterwards that he became tahar? Hashna. Now he's becoming tahar. Bechal de mekara lo havitar gomer, which implies that before he was not a completely tahar. Thy kli la bar achilahu, and that kli, it's a vessel. It's like a cup or a pot. It's not something which you eat. Umiu tamuy lo mitminan, with that completely tummy, the halav tummy ikri, because it's not called tummy because it did go to the mikvah already. Same mekan heser mekan tful yom is not included in the list of the 18 things. Mach mesheretz shenitmu b'sheretz, it became tamei in the sheretz. Diraisihi shemashkin rishon, that the liquid becomes a rishon. Ho'oichel, the one who eats it is a sheni. U'poisel truma liyos shlishi, is going to invalidate the truma to be a shlishi. L'tuma tichsev b'chol mashka v'afal gav d'hai mashkin haba machmas aver klicheres ksev. Even though that the liquid which is coming from the ear space is written is by a klicheres, a pottery vessel. Doksiv le'elminei says before kol asher b'soicha yitmo. Mikol ha'oichel. Anything which was in it becomes tummy from mikol ha'oichel any eating. Kolaymer im yesh b'soicha oichlin. It means to say if there has in it food or mashkin or liquid. V'ani shneim ninu. They are shenu l'tumo. Shakli ha'yirishon because the vessel itself was a rishon. Ahim shneim. They become a sheni. But oichel. And the food touching them ain't no place as a truma will not invalidate the truma. Hagarmina mashkin habon machmas sheretz minayu bekavu chaimu. We learn liquid which comes from that. We learn it out. Like it comes from a sheretz from this halacha. The kavu chaimu in the perikam of the sochim in the first perik of sochim. They came in the mekabli tumo midiraisa. Since they get tumo midiraisa, memela abdi leoichel sheni. Then memela comes out that one who eats it will become a sheni the tumo. The achi garminin say the tumo hasan. That's how over there we learn out the laws of how tumo works. The mashke metame oichel. The liquid will make food tame. The oichel mashke and food liquid. Lo mashkachas revii bekodesh. You're not going to come out that you have a revi'i by hektish ela b'hochi unless you do it this way. The ha'ein tumo oisu ki yitzibo. Because tumo will not make something to be like it. Lo lios oichel metama oichel. Not to have food be make other food tummy. Lo mashka metama mashka. Not liquid to metama other mashka. Lo oichel lo mashka metama kelim. And food and liquid will not be metama kelim. The ein kli metama ela b'ava tumo. Because the kli will not become tummy unless it's with a ava tumo. Machmas yadayim, lefnei netilo, before you wash your hands, the gozer abundim yadayim, because abundim made a gezer yadayim. Yechim b'shar kol psuli truma, ashnuim, letame mashkin liyoskin, and also any other invalidation of truma, which is mentioned, which is going to make liquid into a rishon letumma. Gezer m'shem mashkin habo machmas sheretz, the ashachan behen, shehen rishonim diyaraisu, because we find by that such liquid, that's tummy because of a sheretz, that they are a rishon letumma midiraisa. V'had the gozer b'kol tumos, Mashkin Lios Tchilo, and that which they made the gezer by all liquid that should turn into a rishon. Below gazer nami ba oichlin, and they didn't make the gezer also by food gezer mishum oichel haba machmasheretz. That perhaps the food became tummy from a sheretz. Hayin time of the echmer rabbanim the mashkin. The reason why the rabbanim more stringent by liquids mishum alul and kabel tumo. They are more easily become tummy. Why? She'ein tzrichin tikun hechsher. Normally, food has to have liquid come on it in order to make it fit to become tummy. Well, liquid is liquid, so it doesn't need any other liquid to come on it. They only need fixing to become tummy. Food needs to be fixed, be made ready for to get tummy. They need water put on it to become, it's really one of the seven liquids, but water to be put on it to be able to now become fit to have tumo. Anytime you find a shas, Rashi points out to us the word hechsher, that means tikkun, fixing it, preparing it. Mashke hazov, hayoyse mimenu roikoi v'zoiv omeimi ragel. What's the liquids of a zov? If it come out of him, his spit, with actual zoiv secretion, or his urine. V'chi yarok hazov, v'chibes begodov, and he has to wash his clothing, which is really means going to the mikvah. Alma avatuma, who is an avatuma, letame odom, to make people tame, u'begodim, and clothing, the hainu kelim, which is what kelim is. V'shar mashke, hayoyse mimenu, and all other liquids just come out, garmina miroik, we learn out from roik, ma roik is misasev tequila, v'acharach yoyse, first it gathers together and then comes out at once. I'll call misagel, v'yoyse, so anything else which is going to gather and come out, could go me miragel, like his urine. Ma shibiyad tahar, timesi l'ho, enu tzarch kan, don't need to hear the tumas masa yofinu minei l'roik m'sechaz idiv, because tumas masa, tumah from carrying something, we learn out to spit in m'sechaz nida. Elo b'bon nachmas sheretz, the lav avatumah hein, it's not avatumah, but kli inu makabal tumah, elo ma'avatumah, and a kli, by clothing, only becomes tumah from something which is avatumah. Kiz hangi b'psachim, as you say, b'psachim yochol yuhu kol ha'kelim b'tmein, I may think that all kelim, like clothing, will become tummy from the ear space of a kli cheres. Talmalomer, we call ha oichel. Says we call ha oichel. Oichel lo mashke mitama ma'aber kli cheres. Only food and liquid becomes tummy from the ear space of a kli cheres. Amalo asi kli tummy umetame le. So we see that a kli tummy cannot come and be mitame. The kolshkin oichel lo mashke, certainly not food and drink, because the rabbanim did the tami in your truma. The rabbanim made a gezerah that should become tami with regard to truma. Mishem mashke zov v'zova she'en avatuma, because of the liquids of a zov and a zova, which are indeed avatuma. Al eretz amen mishum safik for shalahen. We were worried about that. Perhaps that a goy buried a body over here. The Nachri Mintama Maga Umasa Ba'oil, according to the Rabbanon, the Nachri gives off Tumah, the corpse of a Goy gives off Tumah, whether touching it, carrying it, or even through an oil. Well, Rabbi Shimon Nami, even according to Rabbi Shimon, Nami Mintama Ba'oil, he holds that there's no Tumah in Tumas oil by a corpse of a non-Jew. Mintamin him, b'magul b'masa b'rekah, still they give off tumo with regard to touching, carrying, and also rekah, which is the dirt which has the decomposed corpse and mixed in it. How exactly comes about? Let's discuss in other mesechtas. And this, whether we pass in the Rabbanan or Rabbi Shimon, is machlekes Tosis and the Rambam. Bal kli zechuchis the halks v'yareisa tumo, because it's mentioned by glass that it can become tummy midiraisa. Tikun ksuva shehei koisav l'kol nichse achroin l'ksuva. That Rash is explaining not that the actual concept of ksuva is from Shimon ben Shetach, rather that the fact that all of the man's property is on lien and meshubid to the ksuva. That's what he said. That's what he established. L'fishayim yachid l'ksuva, because up until then men would have money set aside for the ksuva. Because shehayim koyis alel, and when he would get angry at his wife, Imrla, he would tell her, tzlikub asech, take your ksuva v'tzi, and go out. Viksubas Vesoif Ha'isha Shanafel. This is explained in Sephus Ksubas at the end of that parak of Isha Shanafel, Hey Beis Amid Beis. Vibazar Tumma Alkli Matechos, Lakaim in the Farsh, will be explained later in our parak. Shame Vesiaitu, Behem Atzman Hayu Im Tamideim Bemachlekis Shal Yud Chesdaber. And they themselves, Shame and Hillel, were together with their students in the Machlekis of the 18 things. Ubi Yud Chesdaber, Nechlekul Klamrit means to say, Oysim Yud Ches Shigazru. Those 18 things which they made exer on, hayu, machlekes hayu, there was an ongoing machlekes about them, elishanim, the nimsa b'shamei rabim, but then when they decided to get together and decide, well, who is the majority opinion this time, at that time, there was more people from b'shamei. Shloshim makomos l'kamim mafarish will be explained later, which those three places that Shammai and Hill themselves argued. Litlos, chuma almagan, lo oichon v'lo sarfen. Anytime you see litlos, the term litlos, literally hanging, with regard to Tumah and Tahara, over here we're dealing with the Truma that was touched and becoming Tummy, it means a Suffolk Tumah, and it means you cannot eat them because maybe it's Tummy, but you can't burn them, but little Sarfin, you can't burn them because perhaps they are not Tummy. Let's try to show you Sarfin Truma Leim, that if the Truma would become Tummy in this manner, they would actually consider it Tummy. Vade and burn it. Shloimeh Gazer, the Chesiv, it says, V'izim Mechiker Sha'asa Aznaim L'Tera, he made literally ears to the Tera, Kloimar, which means to say, Siyog B'Harchoka. He made a fence and a distance, kikfifa, zoo, like this passage, shenoitlos of aznaim, that you take it with its handles, and you don't actually touch it. Erevin, aznaim, is lahitzos Shabbos. The whole halachos of Erevin is literally ears, it's a gedder, a fence around, not preventing people from actually doing the Isser of Hotzah on Shabbos, sh'asu lahitzim rishus, so the rishus chaver, it's also to take from your rishus to your friend's rishus, afblishus shnei rishus ayachid, even though both of them are private domains, and there's no biblical Isser, but over here, we have the concept of Erev, and therefore a person won't come and take from the private domain into the public domain.